USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Ukraine is not claiming responsibility for the truck bomb attack that partially destroyed sections of the bridge linking Crimea to Russia, the rail and road link Moscow uses to supply its troops in southern Ukraine. Ukrainian Member of Parliament Alexei Gonjarenko responded this way when asked in a BBC interview whether his government fears reprisals from Russia.
We are not afraid of Russia anymore after February 24. So they are doing everything they can to kill us and to destroy us. They are committing genocide against Ukrainians.
A Russian missile barrage that crumbled apartment buildings and houses in Ukraine's city of Zaporizhia killed at least 17 people and wounded dozens, Ukrainian officials said Sunday, as Moscow strained to enforce its takeover of illegally annexed territory. The blasts that collapsed at least one high-rise residential building and blew out the windows of others came from six missiles launched in Russian-occupied areas of the Zaporizhia region, the Ukrainian Air Force said. The region is one of four Russia claimed as its own this month, but the regional capital remains under Ukrainian control. Former U.N. ambassador criticizes President Biden.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has weighed in on President Joe Biden's Armageddon warning on Russian President Vladimir Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons.
Every time he speaks, it's just unproductive because on one side, you're putting fear in Americans, which is not helpful. On the other side, if he knows Putin so well, he would know he should not be saying this is Armageddon because Putin is hearing that. When President Trump was in office, you didn't see these dictators doing this because there wasn't the weakness that we're seeing today.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Nearly every significant military gain for Ukrainian interests in the war with Russia has been met with jubilation from Ukrainians and their supporters who flood social media with celebratory memes. The blast on Saturday morning that damaged the vital Kerch Strait Bridge that links the Crimean Peninsula to Russia was no exception. The bridge has both practical and symbolic resonance as it is not only a critical supply line for Russian forces in the country's south, but also a personal passion project for President Vladimir Putin. Happy cosplay fans dressed to the nines are packing New York's Javits Center this weekend for the East Coast's largest pop culture convention, the New York Comic Con, this year back to full capacity after the pandemic. An estimated 200,000 people are expected for the four-day event, up 50,000 from last year. Matt Batkez, who made his 10th appearance as Batman at the event on Friday, said it's great to see old friends again.
I'm a seasoned veteran. I've been doing this for a long time, so I already know what to expect. But the friends I've made over the years, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to see people I haven't seen since COVID started.
Alabama was plagued by turnovers and other mistakes and once again was pushed to the brink by Texas A&M, this time with Bryce Young watching from the sideline. Things turned out differently, though, this time. Jason Milroe threw for three touchdowns in his first start, and number one Alabama made a final goal line stand to escape with a 24-20 victory over Texas A&M Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.